When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 48 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from The K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking about the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yeah, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag How You At You, or you can follow us on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax. And let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. This is where we're going to give you a rundown of the hottest K news that's happened over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Yeah, so first we're going to talk about A We Got Married to be rebooted.
Oh my god, what?
Girl. So rumors have been flying around on social media that We Got Married, a fake marriage reality show, would be making a comeback this year. For those that are unaware of the program, We Got Married was a Korean TV show that aired in 2008 to 2017, where they paired celebrities to pretend that they were married, they would live together, their challenges, apparently a casting document was leaked online with NCT listed as the main cast drama. So The document stated, it had the title We've Become a Family, format TV variety show, be 60 minutes, 8 episodes, content fake marriage of K-pop stars, and the story of a real family will give rise to WGM reboot project, casting NCT and other K-pop top stars. However, NBC directly dispelled the rumors on the 3rd of August, stating it was true there were discussions of the show. However, it will not be produced. We will not produce a show with the We Got Married's format. It is true we did discuss contents of a fake family rather than a fake marriage, but it was only in discussions and we will not be producing it. Boo. I personally think maybe it was real, but whoever leaked the document spoiled it for everyone.
Oh, good for you. Well done.
The fake family aspect, it might be like a mix of, if the show did exist, it might have been like a We Got Married concept mixed with, do you remember that program, Hello Baby?
No.
So there was a program called Hello Baby. I think the only, because I'm biased, but the only like season or whatever or episodes that I watched was the one with Shiny. So basically, Shiny had to basically raise this child. They were given a child.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Do you remember? Like, this was like years and years and years and years ago. They would have to look after him, feed him, change him and all that. So I think it might have been like a merge of those two things. But do you think that would work today? Because especially how some fans are with their biases.
Yeah, I don't think that concept would work today, because I guess as the world has evolved a bit more, also just placing a child with a bunch of grown men could mess up the child a bit for a while.
But what I'm saying is, obviously with Hello Baby, I know the parents were still around. They were still present. Oh, okay.
I'm sure something could work. I think we've seen similar, I think something that they could bring back. Do you remember that? And it's kind of in this similar remit of shows. That one show, the roommate one, where Jackson was on it, and like other could bring that back. That would be hilarious.
Yeah, maybe. I'd never watched it, I'm not going to lie. I just saw clips.
I used to love that show. And I tell you, I think I watched all the seasons. I think there was 2 or 3 seasons. But yeah, I hope they bring something like that back.
Yeah, maybe. Moving on to more rumors. Rumors have been circulating of people allegedly invading Taemin's privacy. Yes. Oh. So, as you may know, Taemin is, doing his civic duty. you know, he's in the military at the moment. So soldiers allegedly have been sharing personal information about Taemin whilst he's, you know, doing his service, giving updates about what he did and People also have been staring at him whilst he's taking a shower in the training center, which is really weird.
What?
Apparently, allegedly, don't sue me. As I said before, this is all alleged, and there was a screenshot from a chat that was circulating around, but we don't know if this is real or fake. Hopefully it's just fake, because
yeah,
that's very weird. And last but not least, for all the Mamamoo Ween fans, apparently an industry representative reported that she is highly likely to sign with The Live. So in response, a source from the agency said, "We are positively discussing an exclusive contract with Mamamoo's Ween." So The Live is a new label founded by Vix's Ravi, and Ailee has recently become the first artist to sign under that label. Just to recap, Rian's contract with RBW ended in June and she didn't renew it like her other Mamamoo members. However, she is continuing to promote with Mamamoo for group activities. There were also reports that Rian might be joining Higher Music back in July, but a representative of the singer denied those reports at the time.
Interesting.
Very interesting choice. Don't know how. Anyway, there's not my business. There's not my business. But that is Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If there's any stories you want us to discuss, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You, or you can use the hashtag How You At You. So now moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, games, and hot tea. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is Blackpink have better vocalists than 21 and Red Velvet.
Absolutely not.
Why? Those are like such different groups. What?
Okay, so who are we classifying as vocalists in Blackpink?
Vocalists, in my opinion, would be Rosé. That girl got 10 different names. Is it Rose, Rosé?
It's Rosé.
And who else are vocalists?
Jenny sings, isn't she?
Isn't that like more talking? Or does she sing? Like, I'm not even trying to be shady.
That's her singing.
Okay. No? I thought it would be like Rosé and Jisoo that were the singers.
Okay, maybe like they're the main.
Maybe.
Okay.
Where do we go from here?
Okay. And then in 21, it was Bomb.
Yeah.
CL would sing. Minzy would sing.
And then Red Velvet. All of the above, no?
Wendy, Sugi, all of them.
Listen,
Red Velvet harmonized. So honestly, already, by default, Red Velvet is already, no shade to anyone else, kind of superior.
In terms of vocals, as a group vocal thing. I think it's a weird comparison.
It's a very weird comparison. They all have very different voices.
I think if there was a sing-off between all of these groups, Red Velvet would probably win.
Yeah.
Because I think it's just known knowledge at this point that SM just has all of the crazy singers.
Okay, so who would we say the best singer in Blackpink is probably Rosé, right?
Yes.
The best singer in 21 is who?
Probably Bomb, maybe?
Maybe Bomb. Probably is Bomb. The thing is, yeah, Bomb has a banging voice, but I feel like YG messed it up.
Yes, exactly.
So like, and I feel like CL can really sing.
Yeah, CL sings pretty well.
So between those two, okay, we just say Bomb because she's meant to be the vocalist, right?
Yeah.
And then Red Velvet, who would we say is the...
All of the above. I don't...
You have to pick one.
Who are we volunteering as tribute? Maybe Wendy?
Okay, let's just say Wendy. Even though, like, I really like Solgi's voice.
Yeah, Solgi has an amazing voice. Oh, this is hard.
Okay, let's just say Wendy, right?
Okay.
So, Rosé versus Bomb versus Wendy? Who's winning?
Probably Wendy. And I say this because off the top of my head, maybe I just need to do some more research. But Rosé and Bomb, in my opinion, have very niche sounding voices. Yeah, like they have right. a certain sound. Whereas I guess Wendy could do anything, if that may, not saying that the other two can't, but they have like a very unique sound. So just for the versatility, I would probably say Wendy.
Okay, so as you can tell, we disagree with your opinion.
But thank you. Respectfully. Yes, but I think I would understand this unpopular opinion a bit more if someone said that like rapping, like X Group had better rappers than the other ones.
Well, Blackpink doesn't have better rappers than 21.
Yeah, so I would say 21 if that was the opinion.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Thank you. Moving on. Our next unpopular opinion is people shouldn't shame idols for lip syncing. Like some choreo is too hard to do while singing.
Yeah, I agree. They yeah. shouldn't be shamed for it. They're doing a whole choreo workout for 4 minutes. Yeah. I don't expect them to be singing. But the thing is, if they're doing, because sometimes in certain choreography and still, I wouldn't shame them for this. There's like certain parts where they're not doing anything in terms of they're standing still or they have walked to a place or whatever. To be honest, I'm not making a lot of sense. I don't mind, for example, if there's a group on stage and they sound a bit wobbly. I think it adds to the live experience. I don't know. I kind of like it. It gives me like, oh yeah, they're doing things. But then I don't shame them if, you know, if they have such like intense choreo that they are lip singing.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think it makes you feel more immersed when you can hear them singing or even some of the imperfections. But I can understand why people use like backing tracks or lip sync because it could be down to a number of reasons, from choreo being too intense or maybe to preserve the idol's voice. Maybe they haven't been too well, or for other reasons, maybe they have shoots after and they have to do other things. So sometimes it happens for a range of reasons. But I think what's not good is where sometimes a company or like a performance video is made to seem like it was done live.
Yeah,
isn't. I think it's bad to mislead. We agree with that one. People shouldn't shame them, be more understanding, but then also on the company's end, make sure that you're being quite transparent and not creating this false.
But also, before you move on,
I
feel like if I created a group and Sally's meant to be the singer, she should be able to sing.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? I feel sometimes some companies, they throw around main vocalist titles a bit too willy-nilly and said person cannot sing. That's just my opinion. So.
Yeah, and I guess that, like, especially if you're meant to be the vocalist, that would come in, like, with training and breath control. So they should have some sort of experience in learning how to manage those things. So, yeah. No, I get that. And then our very last unpopular opinion is, this might sound dumb, but sometimes I find it really hard being a white K-pop fan. Not all the time, but sometimes, like when people say X idol doesn't like white people or the white fans are X, like I'm aware of my privilege and the things my quote-unquote people have done, but it really upsets me sometimes.
I don't know. It's kind of hard for me or us to comment because we black. But to be honest, I feel like there's just so many people that just say stupidness online anyway. So you might just have to, this might sound really insensitive. I don't know if this is insensitive, but I feel like you might just have to suck it up and just keep scrolling, to be honest. Because it's not true. Like, or you know, people say, oh, this idol doesn't like white people, like, you know. On the flip side, there's other people, there's other fans, black fans, that don't like when people say, oh, Lucas is a light-skinned black man. that there's fans that don't like that. Obviously, there's other fans that don't mind it. And on the flip side, there may be white K-pop fans that don't really care what these said people say. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really know how to navigate that. Sorry, Shay. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think I have to agree with you for the most part. One, it's kind of hard for us to speak on because we're not white, but I guess like we can understand. I think sometimes people need to leave the race thing out of K-pop because like you said, like when some members of the black communities assign idols like, oh, this one's a black man or this one's a light skin or that and this, and I get it's a joke and like we've probably all made the joke, but I think let's just stick to them being Korean or wherever they're from and not assume what kinds of people they like or don't like. Because I've seen like some people get really upset, especially some armies, when like the memes go around that Tay doesn't like white people.
I'm sorry, but they are funny.
They are really funny. But yeah, no, I can somewhat understand how you feel, but I think as long as you're not getting like trolled or bullied or people like stalking you to actively do this, it's just, I guess, something that you'll just have to suck up and go on with, and hopefully over time things will improve. But I think also to help you understand a bit more, if you flip that over, for a long time black fans had been told that X people don't really like you or X people don't like X, Y, and Z. So it's happened to the black community as well. Where like I'm sure like not I'm this might sound silly, obviously not every white person fits like the beauty standard, but you guys were the main beauty standard that things were modeled off. So it's just more likely that more people are gonna be okay with the way you look or like you. Whereas for the black community, I feel as though they've got it a lot worse, where people have been quite disrespectful or somewhat racist. I think some of these ex doesn't like white fans or whatever is more lighthearted jokes rather than intense racism, which the black community and some other communities have gone through in the K-pop sphere. But yeah, no, thanks for sharing your feelings with us. We hope that you're not being trolled or bullied or anything, because that isn't right. But we hope that you can sort of understand the flip side as well. Okay, well, that was all of our unpopular opinions for today. But remember that you guys can send any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, or requests to hallyutea@gmail.com or drop us a DM on socials. And now it's time for On The Radar. So this is where me and Shanice are going to let you know if we've been listening to anything, watching anything, or if we want to put you guys onto anything. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
I don't really have anything. But I will say that I think CL's meant to be coming back. She dropped a video like yesterday, like a teaser or something. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh yeah, I think I heard something about that as well. My radar, I don't even know what's been going on.
See,
one thing that just came to mind, and this isn't funny because it's a serious situation, but have you seen that one clip of like the Chinese news anchor that's like rapping about Chris?
Yeah, so like 2 weeks ago or something.
No, and now like people keep like remaking it and I can't escape it. But yeah.
Yeah, there's been updates about that, but I didn't want to say because it's kind of triggering. So if guys want to know, then Google, I guess. Yeah, I don't want to trigger people this week. So, but yeah, there's been updates about the whole thing.
Perfect. Okay, cool.
Or DM me and I'll tell you, but I just personally don't want to trigger people. So.
Okay, go to her DMs, get the tea. Yeah, I think that's all. I feel like more stuff's happened this week, but we're just kind of out of the loop at the moment. But
I don't know, this last week's weird. Like, I don't even remember what happened over the weekend. Like, honestly. I'm so confused. Like, but anyway, thank you so much for listening to How You At You.
And remember, guys, that you can send in any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, requests, or stories to hallyutea@gmail.com or drop us a DM on socials.
Yes, I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok at kpopbox_.
Yes, and I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram at @theky_100 or on TikTok at @theky_.
Yes, and until next time, we will
at you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.